Make him a quilt, then, said Gwen. That's the standard quilter's response to any situation meriting praise, comfort, or commemoration. Wrap him in a quilt.
I'm sure Summer's made Jeremy lots of quilts. He wouldn't have room for one of mine.
Gwen frowned thoughtfully and shook her head. I don't think she's made him any. She's been very busy with work and grad school applications and then the move to Chicago ever since they met.
Well,
Anna seemed to search for something to say.
I'd be surprised if she hasn't, and if she hasn't, she probably will eventually.
You can't have too many quilts, said Gretchen.
Not if you live in a place with as much space as Elm Creek Manor, but if you have a small apartment.
Anna shrugged and pulled a face to suggest that it was hopeless.
Who's next, Sylvia?
Sylvia reached into the cornucopia and held up another block, a pastel green and rose four-pointed star with split squares in the corners that Agnes identified as her rendition of the signs of spring pattern.
Even with winter upon us, there are signs of the coming spring, she said, glancing out the window at the falling snow.
What I'm most thankful for is hope in difficult times.
Another solid piece of fabric followed, a landscape print of green trees on rolling hills that everyone easily guessed Matt had contributed.
I'm most thankful for my wonderful, beautiful wife, Sarah, he began emphatically and not unexpectedly, to a chorus of laughter and friendly jeers. Since I didn't want it to look like I was copying the other guys, I thought I would expand my answer to include my whole family. I'm thankful for their support, their loyalty, their understanding, and most of all, their love. I owe my family everything, and it's a debt I doubt I'll ever be able to repay in full, but that doesn't mean I won't stop trying.
I don't get it, said Diane.
What don't you get? Said Matt,
lacing his fingers through Sarah's and kissing the back of her hand.
That fabric, what's it supposed to symbolize? The landscape of your loyalty?
Trees, said Matt.